Chapter 16. I was pulled deeper into the waters and the surface receded, way above my head. Below waited a darkness surrounded by wriggling things. Tentacles. They stretched out and grabbed me by the ankles and bound my hands. I jerked at my bonds, but I was helpless. It pulled me down towards a mouth big enough to eat a horse. The tentacles, like tongues and snakes, were pulling me inside. I wanted to scream. I wanted to breathe. That mouthful of teeth chomped at my feet. All I could think of was how bad I'd been to my friends.
Those last few moments, I'd like to have them back again.
I stretched out my arms with all my strength. I could see the sun wavering in the waters above me. I fought against my bonds, but nothing helped. A splash of water erupted above me. Ben swam at me with a glowing dagger between his teeth. Dragon Claw. He cut the first tentacles and freed my arms. The creature jerked and made an eerie underwater whine. Ben sawed at the other tentacle that was wrapped around my neck. The river monster reeled again. The tentacles released me. I swam for the surface and busted out of the waters, gasping. I gulped in mouthfuls of air. I wanted to kiss the river bank. Wait, but Ben? He disappeared. I ducked back under the waters. The river monster had Ben wrapped up in its tentacles. He was snared by the wrist and being pulled down into the mouth. I swam after him. More tentacles burst out. I saw Dragon Claw fall from Ben's fingers and sink towards the maw. I snatched it with my fingertips and started cutting. There were too many of them. Dozens of the sticky things.
Enough of this. I'm a dragon.
I swam straight into the monster's mouth and started stabbing. I looked up and saw Ben free and heading for the surface. Then the massive jaws closed upon me. Ben treaded water in the river, yelling,
"Dragon! Dragon!"
He coughed, fought for his breath, and ducked his head into the water. He didn't see Dragon or the monster. Even the tendrils were gone. He swam deeper, eyes searching. But everything was blurry.
What happened to you, Dragon?
He dove deeper and found nothing. Chest burning, he swam back to the top and gasped for air.
What's going on?
A voice said from the riverbank. It was Brenwar. Bezog and Sasha were right beside the dwarf, and their faces were filled with worry. Ben fought to tread water. His arms and legs were exhausted from fighting the current. His face dipped up and down in the water. He gasped.
It's Dragon. He's gone under. A monster got him.
Brenwar and Bezog waded into the waters and reached out for him.
Swim back here, will you?
Brenwar said, gesturing with his arms. Bezog slid out of his robes and swam towards him. The wizard hooked his arms beneath Ben's chest and swam him back to the bank. Huffing for breath, they both sat waist-deep in the bristling water.
He went down over there,
Ben said, pointing.
It had tendrils like snakes and was stronger than iron. I cut them and freed Dragon, then they got me. Dragon saved me, and when I swam up, I looked down and he was gone.
Bezog patted Ben's back with his slender arm, and Brenwar studied him with a cocked eyebrow. The black-bearded dwarf pointed at him.
You say he's in there?
Brenwar pointed in the water.
That way?
Ben nodded. Brenwar, in full armor, marched into the river, one step at a time until his head disappeared.
What's he doing?
Ben said, looking at Bezog. The wizard shrugged.
Come on, Ben, let's get back out of this. The water might still be dangerous, and I need to think of a spell that I can cast.
His face was filled with anguish.
I hate to admit it, but I'm not very prepared for dealing with water. I'm surprised I could still swim.
Ben, exhausted, remained in place.
I've got to go after him,
he said.
I'll just make one more dive.
Bezog held his arm tight.
I've thought of a spell that might help, but I need to be on shore to cast it. Come, we must hurry.
Ben slowly backed towards the bank, frowning.
Sasha!
Bezog yelled.
Get my pack. I need my components and fetch Brenoir's chest. That might help as well.
Ben stood ankle deep in the waters, watching. Every second felt like a minute. It was torture. Bezog and Sasha worked behind him, trying to get something ready that would help. He had a feeling that whatever it was they came up with would be too late.
Is it ready?
He said, turning his head but not taking his eyes from the water.
I need to get back in there. A moment, Ben. A moment.
Bezog said.
Life begins and ends in moments. The important thing is to make the moments you have count.
Ben waded back into the waters.
Ben, hold on,
Sasha said.
Don't be foolish. I'll be fine,
Ben said, waving his hand.
And if I don't make it back...
Nath's head burst out of the water.
Dragon!
A clawed hand waved at him. Ben swam for him. He grabbed Dragon and guided him onto the bank. Dragon was covered in river muck and tendrils, gasping for air. Dragon Claw glowed in his hand. He had cuts and scrapes all over him.
You made it,
Ben said. Dragon nodded.
What about Brenoir?
Ben asked.